Busey.
Here.
Emmanuel. Herdke.
Here.
Hodson.
Here.
Sutton.
Here.
Banks. Anderson.
Here. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
I'll second.
We have a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any of those opposed? Next item will be the approval of the minutes from June 12th, 2017. Do you have a motion?
Move approval.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Next item is public participation. Is there anyone who would like to speak at public participation?
Well, I never pass up an opportunity. As most of you well know, for those of you that don't know me, I'm Dave Laker, and my interest is in my wife's care and the physical well-being of the employees in the nursing home, because that makes for better care for my wife. And I don't mind letting you know that I'm quite biased in her care. For the most part, it's excellent. When it isn't, I'm on record of saying what I think is wrong. You've even got some paper copies of that stuff, I'm sure. And if you don't have, I'd be glad to furnish you with further copies at any time. Anytime you have any doubt, why, just give a call me on it and I'll bring you up to date. I don't know, we don't have a lot of issues. We're still chasing the same issues that we're chasing 40 months ago. And I assume another 40 prior to that. So I haven't seen any much improvement. The improvement I've seen has been incremental. It gets better for a while and then it goes away. Why does it go away? Well, we've got a tremendous turnover in employees. Of course, that's the one thing that you really don't want to have when you're dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia patients, is a tremendous turnover, because the CNAs work well with the residents, and when you get a new one, well, you got to go through that whole learning process again. So that's one of the reasons you have your ups and your downs. Ups and downs with dementia and Alzheimer's patients is not a good thing. They got enough ups and downs by themselves without any outside or additional help. For the most part, we've got some really great employees. And how do I know that? Well, if we didn't have, this thing would have fallen in on itself a long time ago. Because the hourly employees out there are what make this thing work. Not all of them, but there's enough of the tens out there that really are good. We need some help in dietary, because that's a team effort, and we have a problem keeping a team whole. And when you get down to, they were short today, but somehow they made it, and they did a good job. Dietary gets graded every day. They got a 10 today. I don't know how they did it, but they did. But everything in this place revolves around dietary, whether it's setting up therapy, medications, showers, everything. Everything is around dietary. If dietary screws up in serving late, or get things there, it gets pretty hectic, because the rest of the departments can't do what they need to do. So, and I think we need some help in that area. Well, the biggest thing is we just need a good team. We've got the nucleus of a good team, and we need to keep them together and support them. They need a little help. We probably need some more LPNs. They're what makes the thing go out on the floor. And we need more people and fewer 12-hour shifts. 12-hour shifts are eating up your workforce. work, especially in the summertime and hot weather. You just, look at your absentee sheet, that'll tell you what's going on there. And I could go on for another length, but for those of you that are new, that's your indoctrination. Got any doubts or questions? I'd be happy to answer them. None? Flash, you got a big grin there.
I have to see you, dude.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Link. Does anyone else wish to speak at public participation? All right, then we'll move on to communication.
Richard,
sorry.
I'm Richard Frydenmeyer, and I'm a resident here at the nursing home. I've been here just over 6 years, and we've been through many different dietary services. And each time we've been through them, I've always told my fellow residents, give them a chance. And with the new management committee, I'm going to tell my fellow residents, give them a chance. And I certainly hope that the new management committee can do something to bolster all the residents' sense of community, well-being, and a new path forward. And I'd like to meet more of you, and I'd like to give you my feelings about community here and what's going on here, and any ideas that or anything that you would like to talk to me about, I'd love to speak with you. That's all I'd like to say.
Thank you, Richard. Does anyone else wish to speak? Okay. Then we'll move on to communications. Do any board members have communications?
I do. Most of you know that Jack and Rick asked if the auxiliary and the Friends of Champaign County Nursing Home could come up with a musical event that would serve as a marketing event for the nursing home. And Belden Fields, who is the chairperson of the Friends of Champaign County Nursing Home, has arranged with this lady, Dorothy Marturano, and she's available to perform on Sunday, the 27th of August at 2 p.m. What we envision is that we could possibly have an ice cream social and she could perform for an hour. The auxiliary has approved that I could spend up to $200 on ice cream, and I believe the Friends of Champaign County Nursing Home will, she's going to perform for free, but the Friends will pay a token amount, honorarium to possibly a pianist or some other accompanist for her. But in order to pull this off, we would need physical assistance from the board members and anyone else that we could get to assist us. There would be just one activity assistant available to us on Sunday, August 27th. So we would need people to obviously set up. I'm not sure whether this would take place in the courtyard, ideally in the courtyard, but if it were too hot or rainy, then we would probably have it in the dining room. So we would need assistance with setup, serving, and then the way you described it to me, you were envisioning having people give tours potentially, so we would also need people to assist with tours. I'm available on that date. Kathy Emanuel is available. I believe I could get one or two other auxiliary members to assist. Belden could not be present on that day. So if we are to proceed, and to continue to confirm everything with Dorothy, then I would need some confirmation that, we would have some extra assistance on that day. Also, we would need help with advertising. we thought perhaps we could do a flyer and put it out at Ollie or maybe some assisted livings or something. But, you know, if we really do want to engage the public, people that wouldn't normally come here, then we're going to have to do a little bit of advertising.
Excellent. On that day, I've got some ideas for you. I'll help you.
Great, Josh. Thank
I'm
you.
Available that day. So
great.
I've already got it blocked out in my calendar. So
I knew you were. Yeah. That's great.
So count me in as well. I'm thinking my son's high school might be able to tap into them as a resource, but I need to maybe have a better understanding
okay.
of what your needs are going to be.
Okay. I'm not sure myself,
yeah.
but maybe we can work with the new administrator too.
So perhaps we can get some of them to come to volunteer as well.
Okay.
That would be good to have the youth here.
Yep.
As far as advertising, yeah, there's a budget for that. There's going to be a cost for it.
Do we have a budget?
No, I meant there'll have to be a budget.
Oh, yeah.
We can do a lot of social media, and we can do press
right.
releases that'll cover any that would cover
yeah.
enough.
Yeah,
and PSAs, you can get
yeah.
PSAs in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, community calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. This is excellent. Right?
Well,
good.
You can thank Belden because he had the contacts.
this is great. Thank you. Are there any other communications? And we'll move into management update. We'll begin with introductions. Perhaps what we should do is introduce ourselves here as the board and as county staff, and then we'll ask Susie to introduce herself and her staff. So I'll begin as I'm Jack Anderson, currently the chair of the this board, this advisory board. I also serve on the county board representing the 2nd District in Champaign County.
I'm Deb Busey, and I've been on this board since June of 2016. I retired from being the county's administrator in March of 2016.
Are you related to Busey Bank?
My husband's family is way, way back.
I'm Rick Snyder. I'm current county administrator, and I'm very happy to have SAK. I was on the committee along with several other folks. Mr. Anderson was on the selection committee along with Chris Alex, both are county board members. Alan Nudo is a former county board member and a prominent community member, and also Claudia Lenhoff, who's Executive Director of Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. So we had a good broad-based group to evaluate the different proposals we had received. But anyway, welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm Tammy Asplund. I'm the recording secretary. I work for the county, and I do several meetings, including this one. So I'm sure you've seen a few emails from me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Josh Hartke. I'm a member of the county board, and this is my second term on the nursing home board of directors.
I'm Mary Hodson. I worked in the old county nursing home from '86 to 2003. I've been on this advisory board, I think, since 2012. I'm the president of the auxiliary, and I lead the Thursday morning sing-along. That's my most important. and run the Busy Bee. And that's it.
And I'm Ed Sutton. I'm a community member. I've had people I know both in the old building and the new building as residents. And after my late wife's passing, I thought that this was an area that I might be able to pitch in, try to help.
And this is the board right here.
We're missing two.
Two members,
okay.
Kathy Emanuel, who's the former chair, and Sam Banks, who is another local community member.
Okay. Well, thank you. Nice to meet all of you, and we are thrilled to be here. And we have a whole team out there in the audience, plus we have other people that aren't here today, too. And there were people that were here today that have already left, but let me first introduce you to your new administrator, Kim Colebrook, who's back there. And Kim is local. She's from Urbana, and she lives probably just a few blocks away, I think. And she's worked for us in another facility, and when she heard that we were taking over this facility too, she came up to us and said, I would really love to go there. So we didn't even have to look beyond our right or left shoulder. So we had somebody within our ranks, and we're so pleased that she approached us. And what you probably don't know, which you may want to know, Kim has a connection to this facility already. Her mother was here. So she has been here as a family member already, as well now as an employee, which speaks volumes, because she was really pleased with the care here, and I think that that's really important. And I'm Suzanne Koenig, I go by Susie, and because most people that know me as Susie, and I'm going to introduce the rest of the team. I'll just say a little bit about myself first. I'm a licensed social worker. I'm a University of Illinois Champaign graduate. I'm very active in the alumni board of the School of Social Work. I go way back with all the deans. The most recent dean that's there, actually, she was going to come tonight, but she, I think, got tied up with some other things. But I have tremendous support from the school already. I've already talked to them about doing some things and really exciting things. I know people on Champaign Council. There are some people that used to work at the university that I work very closely with, assistant deans and all different types of people that are now on the Champaign Council as well. I know a lot of people in town. I remember Busey Bank. You know, I remember everything from the late 70s, early 80s, so that tells you a little bit about my age. But I have fond memories and really fond times in this city. And when we heard that this management opportunity was available, I was all over it, because I love Champaign. And to this very day, I was in a sorority. I was very active in college life. I did a lot of volunteer work because my degree is in social work, and I'm trying to remember if I worked at the Old County Home and did some volunteer work, and I think I did at the time, although I worked with unwed pregnant teens at the time because I thought I wanted to work with younger folks. But anyway, I'm just thrilled to be here, and I think that there is so much that we already have. I think in the last, we've been here a few days, and we've made major strides. We have a new administrator, a new director of nursing, who I think started today as well, and we just have a lot of people as support that will be coming here on a regular basis, and will be, and the employees, they're not going to be agency employees. We're going to have all real live employees here, you know, that are local. And our director of nursing is also local, from Urbana, I think, too. So we're very excited. So with that, let me also introduce you to Joyce Caillou, who is back there. Joyce is a licensed nursing home administrator as well, too. I forgot to say that, a licensed social worker, licensed nursing home administrator for many, many years. Joyce is a licensed nursing home administrator. She's an RN, and she's been in the nursing home field. She's worked in hospitals. I mean, if you want to just maybe each one of you tell a little bit about yourselves and what your area of expertise is, I think that'll be helpful to give everyone just a
Yeah, I started out as a young nurse, went behind the years working in a hospital, and my hospital built a nursing home on campus. And I was the newest person in nursing administration, so I was deemed the one that had to go work in the nursing home to be the liaison. And I thought that was a terrible thing for my career. I went kicking and screaming, And I went and I learned a tremendous amount. I love working in the senior housing arena. Always kept my foot in the door with post-acute. And I think Susie and I have worked together for over 20 years.
And we met in Arizona.
Together. We met in Arizona. I think we worked in probably, 42 of the states, and I can't tell you how many facilities we've been in. But this is our stomping grounds. My home is in Indianapolis, but we've done a lot of work in this area. So I'm real pleased to be here, and we are on hands folks. You might see us here in the evening. You'll see us here on the weekend. We're not the absentee management company. So that's a little bit about myself, and this is Keith Huxley, and I often refer to Keith as my second husband. I think I talk with Keith about as much as I do my own husband, who also works in long-term care, and he assists us with the physical plant. So Keith and I, we met him doing something similar to this about 15 years ago.
In a facility in southern Illinois,
yeah,
near Rosie Claire, yeah, where you could only get a telephone signal if you got up on top of the roof of the building.
I'm singing that here. I've been in the business going on 40 years. I was kidding everybody and say I started when I was 10 years old. It's a unique business, but there are some of us that really truly enjoy it. I enjoy the survey process, as unusual as that may sound. One of those people that's very anal about all the details of the survey process, trying to ensure that your facility is in compliance, trying to get you through some rough surveys that you currently are dealing with. So we'll be focusing in on those pieces. As Joyce said, you'll see us all time, day and night. You may not see us. We may be in here 2 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. We do a lot of mock surveys and a lot of intricate pieces within the building to see if you are survey ready. The gentleman mentioned dietary. I have a background in dietary. I'm certified dietary, so I'll be spending time in the kitchen looking things over, checking things out in the dietary department as well. We are a company, as Joyce said, we are hands-on. We're very involved in the facility. We'll get to know the residents. We'll get to know the different ones that are living here and the different employees as well in the different departments, because we want to be part of your team. And for us to be successful, we must be part of your team. So we're looking forward to this, and we thank you for the opportunity.
My name is Loretta Price. My focus is reimbursement. I consider that to be a blending position. What we do is that we work with the residents to make sure that they're reaching their highest level of ability. We work with staff to make sure that they're documenting all that they do so they get support for it and reimbursement for it. And I also take a look at reimbursable areas that are documented and sent to the state for reimbursement, which does include Medicare A, Medicare B, Medicaid services. If we don't have the documentation to support it, it's not being done. So I'll be working a lot with those areas. Today is my first day here, so there's a lot of things I want to look into today, but based on time, I can't look into everything today, but tomorrow I think I'm going to focus on the restorative piece, because that's something that benefits the residents immensely. If they can do little things for themselves, it is very beneficial mentally for them that they can still do things. So.
And Loretta, I forgot to mention that we met Loretta about
10 years ago.
Another facility in
Iowa,
and Loretta's been part of our team since.
So, Kim, do you
want to
say something?
I think you said no. I've been in the nursing home business for about 36 years. I've been licensed in 4 states, worked in Illinois, kind of all over the state, and also worked in Alabama. Smallest facility I was in was about 60 beds, and the largest was 250 beds. So
So I just want to also finish up by saying that, again, we are here and we are thrilled to be here. And our way of doing things is much different than you'll probably see the average group of people, because we are very, very hands-on. Each of us has multiple licenses. Our whole group, between us all, we could staff a whole nursing home, but we do have other people that you'll be seeing coming in and out. We have nurses, we have a bunch of other nurses, and we have people with multiple talents. We've already started training, and we've been working with some of the staff here. We brought in a group of social workers that works with us all over, specifically to identify the issues that were identified in the dementia care unit here. And we've already started training. We've got a whole bunch of things accomplished, and we're gonna continue to do that. And I wanna say, Mr. Laker and Richard, you started out with a great opening monologue. I mean, I don't even need to add, because everything you said, we agree with wholeheartedly. The food is absolutely important. And we are gonna be working with improving the quality, the quantity, everything about the food. And that's one of the first areas that we're looking at. We've already looked at many different areas. We're looking at all the contracts that the facility has. We're looking at all the people that are coming to the facility. We're looking at all the programs that's here. I mean, we are looking at everything. We're looking at how your billing has been done. We're looking at how the financials have been done. I mean, we've already gotten into so many different areas, and Mr. Snyder, Rick Snyder, has been just unbelievable in giving us a great opening. He's been there for us to answer any questions, and he is really a special person that you all, I've never seen someone that committed to the nursing home that works, you know, for the government and that works in town like this. And I will tell you that we're just so pleased to work with him. And we're, again, available all the time. We've had people in the building just about every day since July. Well, we were here before July 1st, but Kim was in the building July 1st. We had our new DON in the building. Yesterday, Joyce was in the building. So you may not know that, but we're all over the building. And we're meeting residents, and you know, change doesn't happen overnight. You need to remember that, because it didn't get to where it's at overnight. There's a lot of great things that are going on at this facility, but there's a lot of places where we need to fix, and we need to add things, and we need to really, really help provide the care that these residents really are entitled to get. And so for us, it's all about resident care. We are here to improve the lives of the residents, to improve the community, and to improve the staff members that are here. I mean, we, and it's everyone. We've already spoken, I've already spoken to the hospitals. I've introduced myself. I've set up programs. We're gonna be teaching, actually, at the hospitals. We're gonna be teaching groups of doctors, groups of nurses, case managers, social workers. We provide continuing education credit for teaching them about long-term care and teaching them about healthcare and teaching them about rules and regulations. And licenses are due November 30th. So a lot of the nurses at the hospitals can't get out, the social workers can't get out. So we're going there, and we're going to be teaching. And I've already spoken to Presence, and I've spoken to Carl Clinic, and I worked with Carl Clinic when I was here as a student. I did a few volunteer things there. So for me, it's all about coming home and really, again, there's a lot of great things that are going to happen here. And I hope next year at this time, you're going to look at this place and you're going to say, wow, this is not the same place. So.
I didn't catch the name of the new DON.
Michelle. Hogan. And she is local also from Urbana. And I think today was her first day.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll be seeing folks all in the building, you know, walking around. So we're trying, obviously for us, it's also about being local. Because, let's face it, we all care about where we live. And in order to be proud of your community and proud, you know, it's all about home. And this is your home, and we want to make it your home, and we want everyone to be happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Josh, again, Susie, thank you. What you're saying and what you guys are saying, I'm in a better mood than I've been in months about what we have potential here at this nursing home. You know, in the past, I was always very supportive of our previous management company, certainly in public, but I offered them a lot of private criticism because I felt that was a better role for me to take. You are already addressing what I've constantly been on them about with the spot inspections, the mock surveys. When our surveys are bad, we need to start going through those tests to see what we can do. So I'm very excited to hear that. I also see that you're talking about a marketing plan. I was beating on MPA from the first day here about a marketing plan because people need a message about exactly what you just said, that this is our home and it's a community, like what Richard says, and people can feel comfortable living here. So I'm very excited to hear that. I know that change takes a long time, especially when you're talking about changing an institution like this, but I'm very excited to hear what you say. And in any way I can be, and we can, I think pretty much anyone would agree, we can be resources to you. I mean, I vision our role as a board of directors is not really telling you what to do, but how can we provide resources for you to better do what you need to do, because that's what we hired you to do. And you guys obviously seem to already know the community a little bit. So thank you very much, and I really look forward to working with you guys.
Thank you.
I have two questions. You work for the county. Do these four people work for you then?
They work for me. We're hired by the county, but we don't work. We're not county employees.
That was my question.
Right. The only person that's a county employee is Kim and Michelle, who is the director of nursing. We are not employees of the facility. We're the managers.
But the director of nursing and the nursing home administrator are county employees.
Yes, that's correct.
So there's a little mix here.
It's not what, it may not be what you're used to, but this is traditionally the way it's
what we had before.
Industry standard.
Same arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, prior to this, we've had a lot of this when it comes to answers, you know, and we had enough of that.
Well, I think you're going to be pleased to see that the people that live here and the people that work here work for you. And that's the way we feel. And that's
well,
why.
That would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm certainly encouraged by the introductions here and the people who will be supporting the home and making it all a community. Thank you. We'll move on now to new business. And this is just for discussion purposes. I had placed this on here in light of the fact that we have SAK coming on board. And that is basically under new management. As we've discussed in the past and as we've witnessed publicly, the reputation of this home has been in question. Because of what has happened in the past. And we need to basically hang a shingle out there that says under new management, because people will talk about the county home and make no differentiation on who's operating it, only that it's the home and it has a history, which may not be viewed as favorably as we'd like it to be. When it comes time to deciding where to put your loved one. And we need to get that word out there that the home is under new management and competent management. Not to say the other wasn't, but certainly we want to emphasize the experience, the breadth of experience SAK has. What ideas do the board members have that potentially we could do and certainly yourself as well, to get that word out to the community, because turning this house, this home around, really is a financial issue at its core, and that means us getting more people here. The better service we provide, more people will want to send their loved ones here and stay here once they are here. So how do we get people to come to the home? What are some thoughts? Josh.
One I would definitely offer, I would love to see us do a complete press release from the county to all media about new management, and even refer them possibly to Susie for an interview. That's where we've had our roughest hits on public awareness, is in some of the local media, for whatever reasons those may be. But let's start with a new leaf and hope that we can, you know, send a new message out through that. And I think that's certainly free press. So we can start with that.
Is the reporter here tonight? Because I know
he's not here tonight.
He usually is. I've actually spoken to him on the phone.
Okay, good.
He's on vacation.
Okay.
Too bad.
He did do a nice article, though, when they
Yes. That's why I hope we can turn this over.
But I agree with you. A press release and live TV interviews,
yes,
just showing your energy and showing your, you know, the dynamic approach.
And community attachment.
And the community, what you talked about with Carl and presence, mm-hmm, is indicative to me of building community partnerships. And I think that's something that this home could really benefit from, you know, focusing that too. We're now moving more into community partnerships, you know, where we can.
Absolutely.
In this community.
And I'm
already doing that.
Right.
So.
Well, I did that even before I got here. That's the what we started. This is what we do.
Right.
And I've also, by the way, spoke to the university, the School of Social Work, and I talked to them about putting together an in-service as well to all of the nursing homes, all of the assisted livings, and all of the hospitals in the area, with the university sponsoring it, with the county. I mean, we don't have to spend any money, the facility here,
right,
but just say that we're just by saying that we're involved with the county home.
For the county home to be a catalyst for that,
right,
kind of community initiative is really such a positive message, and I think something you really want to focus on.
Yeah.
Well, I think those are some good ideas to start with, certainly. But I think it's key, and I want to just allow people to have their input on what we might do to better brand and market ourselves with this change of management going on. Any other comments with regard to? Yes, Rick, of course.
I wanted to mention, you know, the county, we did some work earlier this year with the College of Media at the university to talk about messaging and branding for the county itself, but they have also expressed interest in working with us on the nursing home. So they have a lot of resources available at a very high price, which is free, one we can afford. And they can help us develop a website. They can help us put things on social media. They have people who will do video work at no charge to build 30-second or one-minute pieces that could be used for promotion. So I think collaborating with the university makes a lot of sense. Get some good resources at low cost.
Mary,
why don't
I suggest...
Pardon?
Not as if you don't have enough on your plate, but when Dorothy comes here to play,
mm-hmm,
if we could make sure that we're able to video record that so that we might be able to incorporate it into some of our marketing. I think the county actually has video.
Yeah, could the county provide that?
I don't know if the county has it, but I can talk with the college. They're going to be back around the middle of August, and so there'd be time to arrange something there. Have a videographer come in and maybe capture that.
That'd be wonderful.
One other thing that we have floated for years, Deb and I talked about it at one point years ago when she was the administrator always here, renaming the nursing home, taking away the county part of it and the nursing home part of it and making it more approachable. You know, I've just in the past doing a naming contest among local high schools to just like to increase volunteerism, to make them more aware of the fact that it's here, that it's their nursing home, or any other level, because, you know, something that like Big Grove Manor or something like that that has a tie to the community or something like that, but has a more friendly name than Champaign County Nursing Home, because we want to encourage people to come here that want to live here as well as who need nursing care. So just another thing for you guys to toss around as you think of things to do.
And yet, if there's no other comments with regard to that topic, then we'll move on.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, McGuire.
Going back to 7, did the initial evaluation plan assessment, was that part of the introduction?
You know, I had written that up just as an opportunity for SAK, but I, you know, hearing that the Kim has just started, that DON has just started, I think it might be.
Does she have any type of evaluation that they've made that they would like to present at all?
I don't know if I'd want. I don't know if I'd want you to.
I think we're really still. Yeah, I think we're really still evaluating. It takes a little bit to go through. I mean, I kind of gave you a snapshot of the areas that we're evaluating, because some things you just can't, you know, evaluate overnight. We've got to see what's going on and things of that nature. I mean, we had to get a quick update on the events that have happened here over the last several months, because we're the ones that are doing the plan of correction for it. And so we're the ones that are kind of cleaning up, you know, what was here. And so that was the first thing we had to jump on board and do immediately. And we jumped on that July 1st. We've had training and you know, all of that. So we're in the middle of the evaluation. The evaluation is going to be like a month long at least, because we're also transitioning, because there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of different ways that things have been done here that are going to be a little bit different.
Okay.
So
I wondered about the food service that was brought up.
And believe me, I appreciate that, and that was the first thing I think that we talked about when I walked in the door. So
that's one of the contracts. I think we both agree that we definitely need to make a change, and so we're working out the details of that. We're also in contact with the state attorney's office relative to the contract, see what our options are. So, but we probably have some news on that fairly soon.
Yeah. That was prior to the first day, so. I assure you that everything that you're looking at, we've already evaluated.
Okay. Then we'll move on to old business, and this should be brief only because there's a meeting scheduled. This is reference the status of a subcommittee to assess the feasibility of future nonprofit operation of the nursing home. There's still a discussion going on, and there's a meeting planned for the 20th of this month with Carl at Presence. I won't be there, but other members will be, and we'll hear back from that by the next meeting. Moving on now to item 10, other business. We have items A and B, approval of the closed minute sessions of May 8th. And June 12th of this year. Those have been passed around. Has everybody had the opportunity to initial off?
Everybody was here, yes.
Very good.
I would move approval of both.
Second.
We have a motion for approval and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. We're going to go into closed session. Rick, are we still?
I don't have any updates for this, so okay. We can probably, unless there's something else.
I just wanted to ask before I announce the next meeting and ask people to leave.
Yeah.
Makes sense. All right, then. We will not move into closed session this evening.
Okay.
And our next meeting will be Monday, August 14th at 6 p.m. here. I'll move for adjournment. Yes.
Can I ask one question before? What the current census is, since we didn't get the usual report.
Could you tell us what the census is? 36. And how many are on the Medicare? Thank you.
Okay. We are accustomed to receiving a certain type of report in the past from the prior management company. We can actually have a discussion on the extent of the information that we need here at this meeting, or present it to the board, the advisory board, so we can stay abreast, informed about what some of the dashboard indicators are for the nursing home. Yes, Rick.
When we did the RFP and executed the contract, we actually included a sample of the previous report that was given. So we have a format similar to that will be used for future meetings. And we're in the process now. SAK has been working closely with our accountants and trying to pull together the financials so we can have that transitioned over and then be able to give you a good, accurate report.
Yeah, one point on that, there are a lot of board members who regularly have some very specific things they want in that, so maybe bringing some of those who are usually have those concerns in on helping them develop this might abate a lot of questions they're usually asked in the future.
Yes. Certainly we understand that the new management team should just get on board and give them an opportunity to get their get accustomed to us as well. Our expectations as far as our needs and what they're able to provide us. Maybe they'll be able to provide more than we were, or maybe there's somebody who won't need that we were receiving in the past.
Jack?
Yes.
Speaking only for myself, I think that I have found the reports to be a lot more paper than substance, and I think we could do with a lot less boilerplate.
We talked about that.
Yeah,
we'll give you
the financials are important. I mean,
no,
the financial
100%.
Stuff is
yeah.
The census.
We're going to give you meaningful reports, and okay. I agreed. I think what's more important is that we communicate, and you know what's going on, and I think you'll see what's going on. So I think that will make a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you.
I don't have to be diplomatic.